Welcome to Gals. It's Golnaz here. We don't have K-Town. She called in sick today.
Boo-hoo.
But we do got Casey Newton.
Hey, that's what's up.
I like how you change personalities.
When you go, I'm on like, camera?
Yeah. No. You change with me. You're like more kind of gangsta. And then when you're in doing like VS Live, you're more country. You got these personalities. You
gotta like adjust to your audience.
How are you in your workroom with like Mads Torgerson and Dustin?
You're gonna have to ask them.
How you act? Yeah. I'll talk to them.
I can't say.
Oh my God. So we got Casey here because I've seen her all over Channel 9, all over Build, all over Live stuff. So I'm like, why are they picking this girl? What's so special about her? So now you gotta tell me. Why are you so special?
Why am I so special?
Well, pretty much, what do you do here? And why do you have a job at Microsoft? Let's start there. What's your role?
So at Microsoft, I work on Roslyn, which is the name of the project where we re-architected the C# and Visual Basic compiler. And so basically I'm work on compilers.
What's
so
your role?
Nerd life. I'm a PM on that team. Okay. So I work on how we can make you more productive inside the IDE.
So you work with people who use it, the customer, and then you relay that to your devs?
Yeah. So I like watch people code.
Wow.
And figure out how they're inefficient in their coding practices. And then I talk to them all the time. Be like, what do you do? Like, walk me through how you fix a bug. And then you like learn where all the bottlenecks are in their development workflow.
Wow.
And then you're like, oh, we need this refactoring, or we need to do like team shared code styles, the thing that we're gonna ship soon and
interesting
things like that.
So like what is it, just they're not that fast at coding, or they're literally stuck and they're like looking at the UI of the IDE trying to find like something and you're like, oh, that's a problem.
Well, yeah, it's like learning how they investigate things inside of it, and then like you learn like, oh, maybe they don't know that go to implementation exists. If they knew that navigation feature existed, they could like save a ton of time.
Yeah, so I hear you're really good at not needing IntelliSense.
Me?
There was a talk where your IntelliSense stopped working, but you just kept writing the code.
Well, because IntelliSense, I guess you can use it as a crutch to help you type, but it's mainly just
autocomplete.
An autocomplete. So like you know what you were going to type.
I know my name.
Yeah.
G-O-L-N-A-Z. I don't need autocomplete.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But it just helps you quickly finish writing it.
Okay, so people do know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Not everyone's like dependent on
it. So the one thing that helps with is if you are working with like a complex API or code base you're not familiar with, and you know the general kind of name of something, then you can use IntelliSense to help you figure out what things are.
Does it make you lazier?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's start with before the Rosalyn. What got you into computer science? Let's start with baby, curly-haired, blonde.
Yeah, little
baby.
Shirley
baby
Temple
Hula
Casey.
Hoop.
Yeah. Okay, so.
She's like, I love computers. No, what was the story?
I probably got into computers because my mom actually like was a database engineer, I guess. But then we always had like computer games that like taught us like learning things, like Zoom Beanies. Highly recommend Zoom Beanies back in the day. And then from there, I thought I wanted to work at Pixar and be a master animator and make the next big hit, you know. So I got into Flash animation. Mm-hmm. So back when Macromedia owned it, which was way back in the day.
Yeah, Larry Larson, my manager, loves Flash. He says he's written books on Flash.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So I got obsessed with Flash. Like bought books and like read through them. Like learned how to do all these different animations. And then my mom just saw that I really liked it and sent me to a camp for it. And that's when I learned that you could use ActionScript, or like, which is their language, and you could like automate the falling of snowflakes.
Nice.
So you only had to make one snowflake, and you could just like automatically write code.
Awesome.
Whereas like before, I was literally like making 500 snowflakes and animating each one down. And I was like, what?
So that's when you start getting into the code.
And so then I was like, oh my God, this makes everything so much easier. I never really got into the gaming part of it. Like I made some like tic-tac-toe games, but.
But what happened to the graphics part?
I suck at playing games.
Or the animation part? Why did you give up on that?
So I eventually went to a 3D animation camp. And I spent like 4 months building like a 30-second clip. And I was like, nah. That took way too much time. And then you like learn from people who are in the industry that they spend like their entire 2 years working there lighting like a 30-second scene.
Yeah.
And like all the new people start with just like light rendering and stuff.
Oh, geez.
And so you don't get to build the characters, you don't get to animate that. Like maybe you get to do lip syncing, and even then that's kind of like a chore.
So I was originally wanted to be like a film director in Hollywood. And then I worked on a film set, and it was a nighttime shoot, so like midnight to 6 a.m. for like 5 days straight. And all I was doing was holding heavy equipment. We would just sit in light and do the shot over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I think that scene got cut anyways. And I was like, I spent 5 days every night, so exhausted, and nothing got produced. I was like, I'm done. I want to go like somewhere it's fast paced and you push it out and you have your name on a product and all that stuff.
And so, tech is definitely fast paced.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That's cool.
This is a good transition.
So when you, how old were you when you went to these camps?
The Flash one, I must have been in like middle school, I think. So
wow, you started
like sixth
early.
Grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
You went to high school, you still
And then
doing
high
that?
School I did the 3D animation one. Yeah.
And then so when you're applying to college, you were like, I'm gonna do computer science.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I knew going into college that I wanted to do CS.
Okay, so you went to college, then you graduated with your CS degree.
I did graduate.
You did graduate. And then there's plenty of successful dropouts, so I never depend on someone having a degree is successful or not. I still recommend getting one, though, just because college is fun.
Go to school.
Go to school. And then you graduated, and did you already have your job lined up at Microsoft, or?
Yeah, so my school is kind of competitive, so a lot of people in the fall of your senior year would already be applying to places to go work.
Okay, cool. And they get accepted and just wait the whole
year
and
so
out?
Then you just chill senior year.
That actually happened to me.
Yeah.
I got my offer 3 months before graduation, so I just sat and I was
So I got it like early winter, I guess.
Okay.
And so I just chilled for second semester. So
nice. Pass, no pass? Just cruise?
No, you had to take them for credit.
Okay.
So.
And you had to get good grades or no? It didn't matter at that point.
I don't know.
You still were trying and really ambitious.
Yeah, I still tried.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like my parents' money, so I let them
true.
Down.
That's
now,
true.
So.
You can't waste that.
Yeah.
So you got your job offer. What, did they come to the career fair or?
I met them at the career fair. Then I had an on-campus interview where they like had someone come at campus and like interview a bajillion people in that day. And then from there had a phone interview, I think. And then I passed that round, and then they flew me out to Microsoft. And then it was like an all-day thing.
And then they offered it, and you took it?
Yeah, well, I actually had two offers. I had an offer to be a software engineer at Amazon or a PM at Microsoft.
What made you take this one?
I had a feeling that I was going to be more successful as a PM because I'm good at talking to people
and
organizing ideas and like leading people. Like in school, all the PSETs that we did in computer science, like I was the one being like, guys, let's get together and get this done.
Yeah.
Let's get on time. Like,
you know
I'll work
where you're
going to
be successful.
Yeah,
so you went with that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Kentucky. We forgot to mention
that. I did grow up in Kentucky.
So where's the accent?
Southern draw.
Where's the accent? You suppress it now? You just hide?
Well, actually, growing up, my cousins came and visited from Colorado, and they made fun of me and my brothers for having this, like, country accent. So we watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and we learned how to have a SoCal accent to, like, wipe out the Southern one, which is why.
I can talk to you so easy because I'm from SoCal.
Yeah, so if you talk to, like, any of my brothers or me, we say dude a lot because Bill and Ted, like, dude, what's up?
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is kind of terrible, but
that is
it's
horrible.
Too late now.
We
so.
Can't do that at meetings at Microsoft. That's super embarrassing. Yo, bro, what's up with this PowerPoint deck? Yeah, that doesn't work. So do you like your job now?
Yeah, I love it.
PM?
Yeah,
how long have you been working in this role?
2.5 years.
Oh, you're a newbie. I thought you were like 8 years in already. 2.5 years is noob.
Do I look that old? Come on.
Oh my God. Okay, so what do you do not coding? Or do you go home and you code more? Or what do you do as a side fun?
I try to have side projects, but I'm really bad at saying no. It's like something I need to work on.
Uh-huh.
So I played lacrosse in college, and so now I like coach lacrosse in Seattle outside of work. And then I joined a team to play on, and I'm in a volleyball team. And I sometimes take singing lessons because I've always wanted to learn how to sing.
Always working.
I stink though.
No worries.
No, I won't sing for you. But one day I'll do karaoke. I'm like terrified of karaoke.
Oh, me too. So, I hate it. Yeah, we'll go one day.
And then sometimes take art classes.
Oh, look at you.
They're kind of expensive. So.
So when you go home, you don't touch a computer, pretty much.
Yeah, I do it all day at work, and so
that's how I feel.
Yeah. I'm supposed to though, like. If you really want to keep up your technical skills, it should be like a whole other side job outside of work.
Oh, get out of here.
But I was like,
you spent 8-9 hours a day playing
like work-life balance, baby.
So you do talk at a lot of conferences. What's your next conference coming up?
Well, we're shipping Visual Studio 2017, which is a product I'm working on now. And so that's next
March 7th.
March 7th, yeah. So almost a little over a week away. Uh-huh. So I'm speaking at that.
Yeah, what else you got? I know you're going to Belgium.
And then we're going to Belgium for Techorama.
Hey, so we'll see you guys there.
Watch out, Belgium.
Watch out, Belgium. We're coming to eat the fries. Watch out.
Things and the waffles.
The waffles and fries.
What else is there? No idea.
No idea. But how do you how'd you get into talking and speaking at conferences?
I think, so my team, just because we work on the actual language C# and mm-hmm. all the tooling around it, so it's like pretty popular. My team historically has just done a lot of talks, and then
Dustin, Mads,
yeah, Dustin, Mads, all of them. But you know, they have families now.
Oh, and so they can't travel.
Like, you know, they love their kids and families. So
they were like the young girl with no children yet. Let's go.
Yeah, like, she's young. She has no ties.
She can travel for 14 hours on a plane and not complain. Yeah. That's cool. So you took over.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So they were just like, "Can you do it for us?"
Yeah, so whatever they can't do, I get to
nice.
Grab, so.
Get the leftover scraps. Yeah. Okay.
Please, I have some more.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad we got to know you a little bit, but now it's time for the lightning round.
Ooh.
You know what this is?
No.
We ask questions, answer them fast.
Do you have a lightning sound effect?
Caitlin, put a lightning sound effect. Wow. Okay, so we usually take like 10 minutes talking about these 10 questions, but we're going to do it fast this
awesome.
Time.
Awesome.
Coffee or tea?
Neither.
What?
Yo, I don't. Do I seem like I need caffeine in
That's
the morning?
That's true, yeah. You're like Seth. You don't
I woke up like this.
So you wake up and you don't. You have like water and then you're just fine until the rest of the day?
Yeah, we'll have to eat.
You're crazy,
That's
girl.
It.
I need some type of caffeination. What do you spend your money on that makes your life easier? Like a cleaning lady, like.
No, I wish.
I know, right? I'm always like,
that's
I got
a good
cleaning
idea.
Lady, but I'm like, nah, I'm too cheap.
What do I spend money on? Electricity.
Are you?
Okay. The most expensive
like,
thing I own besides my computer is I put a ton of money into a mattress. My life is awesome,
electricity,
guys.
Mattress. She's such a spender. Wait, what kind of computer you got? Like a desktop?
Next
or?
Question.
Why? What you got, girl? Just whisper in my ear. Oh, whoa. Just say it. We'll bleep it out. What is it? I'm dying.
A MacBook.
What is wrong
That's
with
nothing
that?
Nothing wrong with that. And then I work at Microsoft. It's
oh,
fine.
My God. Everyone at Microsoft has a MacBook.
That's true. Everyone does. But I had one before we embraced cross-platform.
Oh, get out of here.
I might have spent my signing bonus on it.
Oh my God, what kind of MacBook Pro is this? Jeez,
it was woman. It was the real deal. Well, so I could do graphic design stuff on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah, for sure.
I tried to get them to buy me a Surface Studio, but they wouldn't do it.
What's the first thing you do in the mornings before you, wait, why didn't they get you a Surface Studio?
Because it costs so much money. It's like, nah, that ain't
you
your
job.
You
don't need that? Oh my God. Give it a year, it'll be cheaper. What's the first thing you do in the mornings before you head to work? I guess like
get my heart on.
Yeah. How long does your hair take?
Usually I just throw that thing in a bun and call it a day. Put some sweats on.
I
roll
usually,
in. Yeah. Sup, dudes.
That's a good way to start the morning.
No, I have to eat breakfast.
Like you eat at home?
Well, so I used to eat breakfast at home and then I realized if I did that I would be starving by 10 p.m. or uh-huh. 10 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't eat lunch until 11:30, and so I was like, would be so hangry all the time. And so now I moved it to when I'm at work, and then now it's like it's a little better.
That's smart. You're right. Yeah. I eat at home, and I'm always hangry
like,
by 10.
So hangry.
Like I'm yelling at Seth all the time.
And my coworker's like, can you please just like bring in snacks for yourself?
They called you out. You're that angry. You're
because I just announced like I'm hungry.
And you have a open space. What is it?
Yeah. What are they called? Open,
work,
yeah.
Open
workroom, open
work space.
Something one of those.
No walls.
Team room. There we go.
You're very verbal and it distracts the
yeah.
other six people.
Like, shh.
Do you listen to music when you work?
No.
Really? So
I know. It's because when I played lacrosse, like we weren't allowed to practice to music or run to music because when you're in a game, you don't get that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know. I guess I'm super disciplined.
Yeah,
so
you
just
are
never
disciplined.
Got it.
What's your favorite app?
I don't really use apps.
Visual Studio, is that an app? Does that count?
Gmail, texting app.
Oh my God, you're so
I'm
simple.
So lame.
What's your favorite language to code in?
One Bus Away is.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good
there
app.
There you go. Favorite programming language?
C sharp, duh. C-sharp, that was the only answer. C sharp.
C sharp. Not anything else. What's the most useless gadget you bought? Like your worst buyer remorse?
Most worthless thing I bought?
Yeah, a gadget, like a video game console, a big flat screen TV you don't ever use, or. You're not like that, though.
Not really
you
like that.
You said electricity and a mattress, so I'm sure you don't even.
I bought the Amazon Echo. Which
oh,
at
yeah.
first I thought was worthless, yeah. but now I like play Jeopardy like an old person on it all
what
the time.
What do you mean? How do you play Jeopardy?
You say, Alexa, play Jeopardy. And then she what? Asks you 6 questions.
What?
And you have to answer like, what is, whatever, who
that
is.
That sounds amazing.
It's the best.
Cortana needs to add that.
And I ask her the weather every morning. Because
you don't look at your phone?
My phone is so slow. I should probably just get a new one. But it's so
you
slow.
You work in the tech sector and you have a slow phone. I don't know how to help you anymore.
I'm beyond help at this point.
Okay, what's a product you would want to work on within Microsoft or even outside of Microsoft?
Within Microsoft? I mean, HoloLens is like all the rage now. Mm. So I guess that.
Have you tried
or working
build?
On like Azure stuff would be cool because
yeah.
cloud's the future.
That's true. Have you built anything for HoloLens yet or like a side?
No. I like put it on my face once.
That's it.
Well, like it's like a flashing light like behind the thing. Yeah. So like drove my eyes insane. And
did
so
you
I was like,
play
nah.
with something? Like you're doing.
I failed.
Yeah.
It was because I don't play video games.
Oh, okay.
So I just don't understand the concepts of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
My little brother tried on, crushed it.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
true.
Assuming it's user error.
It's user error. What outside of Microsoft, what would you work on?
I don't know. I'm really interested in
self-driving cars.
No.
No.
Oh, my
no.
interests like outside technology are like books and reading and
oh.
helping authors.
Oh,
so
okay.
probably Kindle related. Or I'm really interested in crime. So like human trafficking
oh,
is a really big problem in America.
Saving the world.
And so, there is.
There you go.
Yeah. So look working something that, like Thorn.org is a really cool company.
Look
it's actually
you.
Ashton Kutcher's company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they do a lot. And
oh, yeah.
Palantir.
Yeah, that speech, yeah.
Yeah, Palantir does some stuff with helping prevent human trafficking
nice.
And stuff like that.
So you think that's like long term, far away, like what you're going to end up trying to stop, be a better person, save the world?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, it's
we'll
so
see.
Good. I guess this one's kind of Star Wars or Star Trek.
I've actually never seen Star Trek, so Star Wars is the
by
only
default.
Answer.
All right, last question. What's your advice for the younger generation to get into tech?
Ooh, get into tech.
Yeah, like, or if they're interested, how to work in tech and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess like the big thing is to recognize that every company is going to become a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even like Target, it's like a retail company,
yep.
but they have to have this huge e-commerce website
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff.
And like
Walmart is the same thing.
Yeah.
And
all the hotels.
Even like Amazon. Amazon's not a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
They're a retail company.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all this technology that runs the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just recognizing that and then just becoming proficient. Like it's going to be the same thing as like learning to read and write. You should be able to like code and read code
mm-hmm.
And understand how that stuff works.
So you think coding's just going to be like reading and writing in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like if you have a... You need to make like a laundry list or something. You'd make like a little app for that or something
yeah.
crazy. Yeah.
Well, just like even if you're like a PhD student,
mm-hmm.
like you need to be able to like process a ton of data
yep.
and like
might as well code.
Yeah,
for that,
might
yeah.
as well just automate it. And
mm-hmm.
even like people who work in finance and things, like they're doing all this number crunching in
yeah.
Excel, and they could just write an Excel
yeah,
macro that
exactly.
just automated their life, and they could just chill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought about going. I was like, maybe I should just go into finance. And
developers just know how to make things. Just they're very lazy, and it's good though because they want to find a solution
right.
fast. Me, I'd be like, copy, paste, you know? And it's
right.
like a macro could solve that problem.
Right, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I worked at a venture capital firm for a summer because
mm.
I thought I wanted to do a startup. So I was like, I'm going to learn the inside
yeah.
scoop how to raise money. And, like, one of the things that they found was when they sourced companies, they would travel to some city. And then there would be smaller cities around that they had other companies they wanted to visit, but
uh-huh.
they didn't realize that they were there. So like, can you just buy like a huge map and put push pins in where every city where we have companies?
Oh
and I was like,
God.
Yo, I could just write you like an app that just
wow.
shows it all. So I was like, built like I used Leaflet, which is like a map API,
uh-huh.
and I just like put in like dots where every company was, and the dot would be like bigger depending on the density of companies
wow.
there.
Were they
and you just like click on it. Yeah, their minds were just like totally blown.
I
like,
can't believe they wanted to get a piece of paper and a big map. And
I was like,
pins.
It would have taken me months to put push pins in that thing. Like,
oh man.
But the thought that like that's where people's first idea is, and you're like, I could just write
something. So I've gotten pretty lazy. I've just have friends that are developers. So I go to like Seth or you and be like, you guys, I got this problem. Can you do this for me? Yeah, easy. An afternoon later, they have the app running or something. So,
but to get started, just any project, like anything that you want to do. Like if you have problems like these where it's like just learn how to do it.
Learn to write code or make friends with developers. That's my
advice. That's how you do it.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, kids. We'll see you next time.